We didn't watch that footy, but we wrote it down. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That sounds like how you write a book.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
I've never written a book. You guys explained it. That's great.
Yeah, it doesn't really look... You don't look like an author. Like, this is what authors look like.
You guys are hard J journalism.
We're scholars.
Yeah. Scholars. I can tell.
Yeah, and athies.
So I want to go back to kind of like the relationship with you guys. How did this sort of on the bench sort of start for you guys? What made you kind of get into this?
Well, it was our private training facility that no one knows about.
Is in Airdrie.
Yeah.
So it was a fluke. We started the skating on concrete, and unfortunately, it got leaked. So we didn't have a choice. We had to put it out.
That's it. So skating on concrete. And was that sort of like something you guys were working on? You said it was kind of behind the scenes. You didn't really want to get that leaked. And who leaked it? How did it get out?
I have no idea how it got out there, but we were just minding our own biz, doing our thing that night, training, getting those legs like really dialed in for the CZ.
Yeah.
Then it just like went nuts, and people saw it, and obviously they're like, these guys are the best, and we knew that, so we just had to keep going. And then we did shot blocking and like all that stuff, and just people, like, the game is getting so much better now, so you're welcome, everybody.
I love it. So I was reading, Oli, I guess you grew up playing in the Bangladesh leagues.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about that. Like, I've never really heard of the Bangladesh League before.
Yeah, it's like it's a little bit higher level than the Chell. Like, because the ice is warmer, it's softer, it's harder to skate. It's a lot more speed. It's quicker, more speed, a lot more speed. Harder shots. And stuff like that. It's just an all-around, just a better league, and I dominated for 7 years, so I hold a bunch of records. I had 24 assists once in warm-ups, which was the most ever.
It was a five-minute warm-up, too, which is amazing.
Huge. Most amount of time played with least amount of ice.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a big stat. Round of applause. That's awesome, guys. Yeah, there we go. And, Jacob, you played in the Virgin Islands League. Did I got that right?
Yeah, the Virgin Island Elite League for the Coconut Cutters.
So what is that? Like, what do you do there? Who's in that league?
Well, I am.
You are.
Okay. Well, was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played 7 years there, too. That's on the books. I actually played five additional years off the books that coach didn't really know about. 3 years before, that's how I made the team. Plethora of injuries. 2 years following, just because he cut me, and I needed more tape, and I couldn't afford the flight home.
Gotcha.
So I just had to stay. I might as well play puck, and it's a deadly league out there.
Like, he also holds a huge record that will never be broken.
One of the best recces, and like I'm most proud of, most stick infractions in one game, and I did them all in the first period, the first 13 minutes. Got booted out, but it wasn't even the ref. My coach actually tossed me out of the game. He said, "That's enough." Best of both worlds for me, though, because I got to go up to the press box and finish off some chicken fingies.
Yo, yeah, you, here we go.
You want to talk about plum sauce? Go to Virgin Island Elite.
Really?
Yeah, oh, it's the best.
See, I'm all about, like, the McDonald's sweet and sour. That's my go-to for the chicken tendies. But
that's pretty fire. But
yeah, it's a good one, but Virgin Islands.
Way better.
Oof.
Way better.
So how did you guys how did you meet? Like, how did that sort of, like, how did this kind of come to be?
Look at these pretzels. Those look good.
Well done.
Good job. Service here is phenomenal.
Stick top.
Still didn't get those calories on that popcorn.
Carb load. That's a smart play.
We met, actually, we were playing against each other before all this happened. I can't remember. Where were we playing?
We were in your home barn.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virgin Islands were overseas.
And first shift, obviously, we saw each other, so we had to go. We fought, I think, 12 times that game.
Yeah.
It was pretty bloody. It was a war, but after that, I mean, we became best friends almost.
Yeah.
So you guys obviously have grown a huge following on the Instagram and YouTube and all that kind of stuff because you guys really, it seems like you guys know the game of hockey super well. Who out there do you kind of craft your game by? Is there a certain player you kind of look up to and kind of, you know, inspires your hockey playing?
Not really, because nobody's as good as us. But if there was, like, Ally Frady, Al McInnes, those boys for me. The guys with the big clappers, Shea Weber. For all you young bucks who don't know who Ally Frady is, Google him. He's got some deadly lettuce out there. It's unbelievable. Yeah, just those boys, just real glue guys, stay-at-home, offensive threatening enforcer D-man.
For me, it's a mix of, like, I got, like, Johnny Gaudreau agility, like, I'm quick on my edges, Sidney Crosby power down low, no one can get the puck off me, with McDavid speed, and probably a little bit of a, we'll say, I don't know, who's tough?
Darren McCarty.
Darren McCarty.
Yeah.
Toughness, so.
That's some talent right there.
The whole package.
I don't want to mess with you at all, no. So I've seen also, you guys have done, speaking of Johnny Gaudreau, you guys have done videos with Gaudreau, McDavid, Seth Jones, Tyler Seguin, Nathan MacKinnon. What did you teach those guys? Obviously, they are polished NHL players. What did you kind of teach them?
Well, we taught them, like, everything. Like, they think they're polished NHLers, but they're not. They just got lucky. And so they didn't have the time or the skill to put in, and they're like, they probably just paid their way in. Smart play though, they're in the show. So but like Connor McDavid, obviously, like, he's good, sure, but can he shoot? No.
Well, he can now.
He can now because we invented the grape chally and he sniped him, and so now he's unbelievable.
That's it.
Yeah, that's just, we like Jay Benn and Tyler Seguin, play those guys 2v2, and then they lit it up.
I love it. Now, obviously, there's a lot of change between kind of how hockey's been played, maybe in the 70s or 80s, to how it's played now in the 2019, 2020. What have you seen in this game? I kind of want your analysis on kind of, is hockey going in the right direction? Is it going in the way? Because, you know, I really love kind of what you guys have been preaching on YouTube, but is this something, is this being played in the NHL? Like, is hockey going in the right direction?
For all-stars like me, I think it is, because we're more speed, and, like, everyone wants to see more goal scoring, so if I were to play, I mean, I'd be getting a lot of tucks. For a player like Jacob, stay-at-home enforcer, offensive threat D-man, I mean, he doesn't really fit into today's game. He's more holding and slashing, so, I mean, he wouldn't fit in, I don't think. I think you'd get burnt because you're slow.
Yeah, I think it's going in the wrong direction for sure. I mean, like, how can you take fights out of the game? How can you take body contact out of the game?
Well, if you're a skill like me, you don't get in those situations.
Yeah, but I want you to come down the trolley tracks like Paul Kariya, and I'm going to lights
time.
Out you every time.
Every time.
I'm going to put you into the bench.
Through the legs.
You're
slowly.
Not going to. I'm going to tuck low,
nope.
Hip you, marshy speshy, send you home as a souvenir for the fans. I'm going to hit you so hard.
I notice you guys are big Chell players. Who's the better Chell player out of you two?
Oli.
I'll
be honest, it's Oli.
I spend a lot of time in front of my TV playing, so.
Yeah, just Chell all day. You got it. All right, I want to get into a couple definitions. I was going through the glossary of your book. There's a lot of words I kind of just wanted some clarification on. I played hockey back when I was in, I played minor hockey. I like to call myself a third line kind of grinder.
What position?
It's a centerman. I like to, you know, my game was kind of crafted around Ryan Smith. Dirty goals, kind of hanging in the crease.
That's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, Ryan Smith.
Yeah, Ryan Smith.
No wonder why you didn't take it.
Terrible.
And that's the way I played. I was still getting 30 goals.
Did you have to tape your ankles up too?
I see you. I'll meet you out back afterwards.
I'll go you anytime. We'll square up center ice.
Jacob, don't. It's not a good trade-off.
Why?
It's not a good trade-off.
Whatever. I already got enough points.
All right, I want to get into a couple of these definitions here because I've been away from the game for a little bit. So one of them, booger bag. What's a booger bag?
Oh, that's your nose, snout rocket, whatever you want to call it.
So are you calling someone like a booger bag when you're about to drop the mitts? Like, is that
yes.
No, that's where you're going to punch them.
The idea is to send a couple folded fives straight to the booger bag, sucky soup style.
That was like a different language. I loved it. That was awesome. Ice piggy.
That'd be the referee.
Yeah, zebras.
It's zebras. Yeah, so zebras fifth. Or ice piggy? Is there like a certain way you need to use either term? No, it doesn't.
No, because they're like the police and there's piggy.
Ice piggy.
And then zebra or fifth line.
Yeah.
Whatever.
How do the ice piggies look at you guys?
You know, they don't really like us a lot. But we've had some like rogue pucks, and it wasn't even on purpose. I barely aimed at the ref, and I got him square right in the gut. He was not happy
broke
with
both
me.
His ribs.
Yeah. So they don't really like us too much.
Jeez. All right, folded fives.
That's mean? like you have five fingers and you just fold them.
Five digits. Five digits.
Are you ever using just so? I'm saying, so that's not when you're fighting, when you're dropping the mitts. This is kind of like in the game, in the play, when you're using your glove, that's kind of when you're using the folded fives, or is that when you're actually punching?
No, that's when you're punching somebody. Yeah, so you're just going to try and chuck sledgehammers, and you're just folding fives. So you fold them up, and then you stamp them, mail them to the moon.
Jeez. What's do you guys have any crazy fight stories you guys have kind of been encountered with?
Not too many. My favorite one about Ole is he was on a losing streak in fights, and it was going 62 losses. And then so he tried to catch his trainer off guard, and like came up and like tried to sucker punch him, but he dodged it and just one punched him. So that was probably the funniest one I've ever seen.
Still feel good about it.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
I love it.
I couldn't believe it.
Grease your snapper.
That's like a shot. Yeah, you're like a toe drag, and then you just quickly grease it?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's just a greasy snapper, yeah?
So what's a slap shot?
A slap shot?
Yeah, is that...
Clapper. Yeah, clap bomb.
Well, there's a mix. Jacob has his special moves he does.
Yeah, round the world goalie killer.
Round the world goalie killer.
Round the world goalie killer.
What's that one?
It's my specialty slap shot.
It's unstoppable. No goalie can stop it.
It basically goes through people.
Just through them. It's kind of like when you get that EA Sports glitch.
Yeah.
Something like that. You're just going right through.
It's a ruthless shot, and it's always head high.
I love it. Okay, one more. Top corns.
It's top corns, man. That's top shelf, top corns.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know if there was anything added to it.
Yeah, but you have right corns, left corns, low cheese, mid cheese.
Yeah.
Five hole.
Who's the best player who's hitting top corns in the NHL right now?
Is it me?
You.
You're not in the NHL. I'd have to say.
I'm going Nate Mack. Nate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Guy's a weapon.
Huge.
You seen that guy?
It's a big dude.
The guy's a beast.
Yeah.
So I'm going Nate McKinnon. Yeah.
There was one thing, I was watching one of your interviews. You guys are all about the cappies. It's very important to kind of like, you know, represent your team. What makes a good cappy in your eyes?
Pretty much everything I do makes a good cappy. I'm a leader in the room. Everyone listens to me because I know what I'm doing. Jacob makes a bad captain because he kind of just like does everything himself.
Yeah, I play for the name bar. A lot of people forget that it's about you. Like, your entire team's not going to the NHL. Like, you're going to the NHL. Play for the name bar. Stop playing for the crest. It's all about the next contract, the payday, the stat sheet.
The scouts.
The scouts. It's all about you. So just, yeah, I'm a terrible leader because it's all about me.
It's a very interesting chapter in this book, The Fundies, about hockey moms. What is it about hockey moms that you just do? Do you want to give a quick shout out to the hockey moms?
Yeah, shout out to hockey moms.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go, hockey moms.
Oh, let's hear it. What is it about? Is it just the love of the hockey moms? Is there something special about them compared to, you know, the football moms, the basketball moms? What makes a hockey mom unique?
Well, for one, don't put your kid in basketball and soccer.
Yeah, that's foolish.
Yeah.
For two, what other parent wants to take their kids to a freezing cold rink through a snowstorm at 6 a.m. so they can pracky and still are okay with just drinking Tim Hortons? We wouldn't be here without hockey moms. Think about it.
That's accurate, Jacob.
That's an easy one. Hockey moms make the world go round.
Shout out to the hockey moms. One more round of applause for you guys. All right, so I was told you guys have some live hockey demonstrations that you kind of wanted to teach the crowd tonight. How do you guys want to get into this? I kind of want to let you guys kind of take a hold of it. Is there something you kind of want to inform or teach our audience here tonight in terms of hockey demos?
Yeah, well, we can just run down the basics.
Okay, yeah, because I'd love to learn. Again, I haven't played in a couple years. I'm a bit rusty, so if you guys can teach me anything, you know, it'd help my beer league team a lot.
Sure, yeah. You want to start off with shots?
Yeah, might as well. I think
the first one.
To start it off, it's probably best if you just beat it. Not like all, if you just like to the side, yeah. Just
should we move the chairs, Chad?
Yeah, just beat it.
Jacob, you got that one? Tim, do you have a stick or no? He doesn't have a stick. Nice. Jacob, show him the first one.
Net.
There is none. It's just pretend.
I'll make a fake net. I want like two.
Yeah. What I was talking about before the round. Oh, no, I'll just yell. Can everyone hear me? We're all good. Get out of here. This is my like vicious shot, the round the world goalie killer. It's an absolute beat it. Absolute dial shot. So you always want to start in front of the bisky, because if you start back here, you don't get max flex, right? You just start here, and if you're strong enough, if you work out enough, you can start flexing the twig in this motion, and you just start whipping it around like that. It's like a little.
Right about here is where your stick should be flexing.
That's right, boys. So you come all the way around. When you cut that knee, that's the maximum power, and then you can really, really twist that twig and just launch it. So we're probably gonna have to buy this place a new window. So just nice and slow all the way around and let her go.
Jacob, are you gonna shoot it?
This next bike, I can't afford that.
Okay. Your mic's off.
I got your puck. Let's give a round of applause for that, guys. Come on, there we go. I want to see this one again.
I'll play goalie.
Do you want to hold a mic for me?
How about, do you want me to hold you? I'll hold you a mic. How about that? Or do you want me to get out of the way?
I'll play goalie.
You play goalie. All right, got you.
Should I use the mic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to show you, just for you young kids out there, put the mic down.
Round of applause again, guys. There's a shot.
So that went in. That was in.
I think you broke my arm.
I didn't break it. Show me it. No, it's not broken.
The shot you got. On the back half, all my shots are based on power. Does that work out before? So I actually got like that tight. All about the back clap, you can do back clap, half clap, so you fake back clap. Any sort of variation like that with the back clap. Now I'm just gonna do standard back clap like this. So again, full extension. Nobody actually knows this, but you can flex your twig better behind than you can forehand. Design that way. That's how Patty Chan puts it up with mini guards. So again, nice.
Come on, there we go. Let's give another round of applause.
Nice, Jacob. You want to move on to some kind of like face-offs, lining up techniques?
I think so.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So one of my go-tos when lining up to a draw, I'm the centerman, so I come in a little hot. If he's standing here, he's just there. Before I get to the draw, I want to give him a little nub. Just a quick hard knob right to the side.
Relax.
So just a quick one to get him off his game, and that's kind of what I do to line up.
You also aim for the top of the laces.
Ow. Okay, all right.
Wait, line up then.
You show him one now.
Line up. Where are you going?
Is it a face-off?
Yeah, we're doing facey.
Okay.
I don't do many faceys, so it's just all about the battle.
on face-offs, you want to get super low. It's just a quick hand movement. You're swinging.
You're center, right? Okay, watch.
Low, you're swinging. And if you watch, I'm going to win it super clean. Jacob's not going to, not even going to touch it. Ready? Come on, shoot. We have him drop.
Hey, ref, you want to drop?
Yeah.
That's what you do to the ref.
Maybe on
really,
this.
Boys?
Maybe on this side. Right. Are you ready?
I'm just going to let him go.
I went...
Guys, round of applause. Come on, there we go.
You didn't win that one.
That's my win.
You didn't win that one.
Yeah, that's my win.
No, you didn't.
You guys going to be all right?
Where's my bucket, Jacob?
I don't need to call security, do I? You guys all right?
Yeah. Jacob, where's my bucket?
It's over there.
So that's just a simple facey right there. Did you just pay attention? You saw that? That's a smart play. Don't worry about the bisky. Your winger's going to come in and get it. You just want to sucker punch that guy. He's never going to see it coming. You're going to get at least 2 minutes on the score sheet, and that's what it's about, flooding that score sheet.
And if you play your cards right, like we said, turn that 2 into a 10.
That's what you're going for. You want to set the high score of the game.
Jacob's tired.
You guys are tired?
Yeah.
You guys cool? I want to open up Q&A for our fans here. It's a way you can interact with our guys here. So if you have any questions for two hockey legends here tonight, I'm going to come over with a microphone. Just raise your hand and I'll come on over. Any cues? And
They got the book, so I think they're okay.
Oh, they don't need it. That's it. How about, do you guys got one more demonstration maybe in you? You can kind of...
Jacob, what do you got?
I mean, I got everything. I mean, I guess we could work on a few sellies.
Yeah, we can do sellies, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do one
sellie.
Yeah.
Everyone needs some sellies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I definitely do, so.
You don't score, though, so you probably don't sellie.
That's true. I live a sad life.
Jacob, show them your go-to.
This one isn't necessarily my go-to, but this is one of my
well,
favorite.
Show them the go-to, then.
I'm going to show them the Twizzler first.
All right.
Relax. So this one's called the Twizzler. It's very standard. And for this, you need a good knob on your twig. So make sure. Just follow along. This is usually after a top corn snip. And then you're just going to get straight into the Twizzler.
So. Little top corn snip. Nice little twizzy.
Here we go. Round of applause, guys. Come on. Not bad.
I bust this out about 5 to 6 times a game because I score all the time. It's called the punt. So Jacob, stand here.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so after I come in on the goalie, couple toe drags, split the D. I usually like to loop around the hashes, come back and dangle the D again for a second time because it's embarrassing. And then I'll score on the goalie and then I'll hit Jacob with my glove.
Pretty good. Wow. Got some air on that.
There it is. Came back. That's a pretty solid celly, team celly. Now my last one, and my go-to and my favorite since... Use that one. Since I can't harpoon in here because there's a lot of stuff that I can break. This one's called the flagpole. It's very straightforward.
It's a nice little...
I think you can go higher.
Yeah, you can go higher.
That's a pretty good one.
There we go. Round of applause, folks.
It's rare to see Jacob Selly, though, so.
Oh. It's a
mic. He keeps hitting the off button.
He keeps hitting. Okay, what? Oh.
Bang on it.
Good thing that's a compy.
There it is. Yeah, yeah, we're back. Thanks. You just gotta shake it up.
Easy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here for Jacob Ardown and Ole Poston, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, thank you.
Their
thank
book, you. The Fundies, the essential guide from the guys from On the Bench, is now available. You can buy it here on our right-hand side. The guys are going to be hanging around for a little bit. Make sure you guys grab a book, come say hi, all that kind of fun stuff. Guys, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Craig. What do I do with the mic?
I turned it off.
How do you turn it off? I don't want two mics. What do I do with the mic?
I don't know.
I can take that from you if you want.
Do you want both or just one?
I'll take. Yeah, okay, great. All right, so we're going to do the book signing. We'll just do it here on the right-hand side. So if you haven't gotten your book signed yet with the VIP package, Ole and Jacob are going to be here. They'll sign your book, take a photo, all that kind of fun stuff, guys. Thank you so much for coming, guys. Puck Talks Live and On the Bench. Thanks for coming out. We'll see you guys soon. Peace.
It's too much.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, boys.
Thanks so much.
You guys are good.
I have no idea.
You guys are good, boys. Yeah.
John was like actually gassed.
Huh? Dude, yeah.
You guys were, that was tough work.
You had some major air in the last one.
Yeah,
I was like, yo, all
they
right.
They were just getting better and better, so I like that.
Yeah.
It's tired? Are we really
tired? Yeah. We shouldn't stay there.
Yeah, you were pretty, that's a good thing. You were pretty horrible.
It was when you, well, because you were right above the picture. It was pretty cool when you were doing it. I wasn't sure if anyone else noticed that.
So I guess maybe we can set you up with some seats here.
Yeah.
Do you want to sit down or do you like it when you're just standing?
Oh, either or. We can just stand up.
Okay. Yes.
How are you Side doing?
How much did that get recorded? I was like, I'm just saying, like,
I'm doing that.
Yeah, you can get like a microphone. Yeah, right? Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, no, that's really like, whatever I know.